Alrighty, welcome back. Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle, Financial Guys. Sort of sad. That might be the last time we fill in and hear that music.
Yeah.
Can you keep this music so when we fill in the future, hopefully we'll be asked back after this show? I'll have to see if we'll get permission from Sandy to use his intro. Financial Guys, on Saturday, every Saturday, 1 to 3 for the last few decades, we've been a place where money meets politics. We do manage money for a living. If you want to hear more of the Financial Guys, again, we'll be on tomorrow, 1 to 3. Go to our website, thefinancialguys.com. Make sure you like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. And our website, thefinancialguys.com. If you have any specific financial questions, you can always shoot them over to us if we don't know the answer. We have a number of different departments in our office, from help with Medicare, home and auto. We have over 25 different lines. We can shop 25 different lines to save you money. And, of course, retirement planning, estate planning, college planning. So the list goes on. Use our team as a resource, 633-1515. And let's go back. We're going to just finish up with John here. John Thurr, chartered financial analyst and part of our investment committee and team. And John, I appreciate you spending some time with us. I know you're always busy. You were there last Saturday. I was in the office on Saturday. You were in there. And you were in there last Sunday, too. So I know taking a few minutes out of your day is really appreciative. Let me ask you this. You know, we had Dr. Pamela Popper on last week when we filled in for Sandy. And she was talking about how bad the estimates were off on COVID. And if you looked at the original models, we are 96% off from what those models were telling us. You know, millions would die in the country. You know, how much of the market coming back is the fact that COVID is nowhere near what we were told, number one, and how much of that is also, as the president has pointed out, that, you know, the treatments now are very different, right? I mean, originally we were putting people on ventilators, not so much anymore. You know, the treatment, and especially things like hydroxychloroquine, are actually working. And, you know, the likelihood of somebody passing away from COVID is really, really small right now.
Mike, that is a big part of the rally, okay, is trying to take away the fear of the disease. But I will also say, on the contrary, you know very well, the media wants to keep it alive.
Oh.
Market is ignoring that.
Yeah, and that's telling me something, right? I've been telling Mike, as we're doing reviews with folks, I'm like, the market is looking at what the left-wing media is doing and the Democrats trying to scare everybody. But I think the market's starting to really look at the data. And I think the rest of the world needs to start to look at that. We were told by folks like Andrew Cuomo, look at the science, look at the science. Okay, well, the science is showing me that I have a much higher probability of dying in a car accident on the way here than I do of COVID. So let me go back and live my life.
If we were looking at the science, we wouldn't even be having a discussion about opening schools right now.
No.
It would be a no-brainer.
Wait till you see that plan, by the way. That plan's going to come out today or Monday, I believe. Wait till you see what these folks do with the school district. This is going to be a real bang-up job here. They'll be 1-2 days a week, 2 days on, 4 days off. Watch and see what they unload on us. Because all, by the way, for a flu that has a 0% chance of killing our children. Zero. Zero. But what will kill them is the anxiety and the depression.
Mm-hmm. As investors, we have to look at this, and this is where the disconnect comes in. We are seeing people being frozen and fearful. And even though they have money and they have the ability to spend it, a lot of them aren't. And this is putting businesses out of business, some of the smaller businesses.
Yep.
And why I'm listening to these conference calls with these companies talking about cutting spending, they are looking at lower economic growth, and because of what's going on with the fear factor from the media and states like ours with a governor who's basically putting the clamps on everything. So this is what's going to catch up, this disconnect, okay? And while we all agree that the COVID is not the big issue, what I think a bigger part of why this market has recovered so quickly is you've had Federal Reserve, Open Market Committee, stimulus, which is what happens at the early part of a recession. They buy time for the government then to come up with a fiscal plan, to come up with fiscal stimulus, and the Federal Reserve steps back. Well, we've had them both simultaneously, instantaneously, at the beginning of this crisis, which is unprecedented.
Yeah. I would love to see more fiscal stimulus. I would love to see tax cuts right now. I mean, but every time President Trump says, we're going to give you some of your own money back, the left just blows up.
John, maybe you can join us tomorrow. I'd love to talk and get into another whole segment that we have callers waiting. But I'd love to talk tomorrow maybe about some of the earnings reports, because they came out, a lot of them, pretty good this week when it comes to like Apple, for example. But
yeah, there's definitely winners out there, right? There's definitely winners out there. And
yeah,
I think
doubt.
To your point, just to send you off and get you back to work, you've been saying, look, you just got to be careful in investing. Doesn't mean you make panic decisions. There's definitely going to be some winners out here. Now's the time to make sure you're identifying some of them, right?
Exactly. That's true. You guys got it right.
Awesome. Well, that's all I needed
Thanks,
to know, John, that we
that's
were right.
That's right. Perfect.
Thanks, buddy.
Save
we'll
that
to get
sound clip, Tony.
All right. Thanks,
Thank
buddy.
You, John. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right. We'll see you back at the office. All right. Let's sneak in some phone calls here. We're going to continue with the just in order here. Jerry in Gettysville. How are you, Jerry?
Yeah. I won't say pretty good or I'm okay. I'm great. Whatever. You guys, you ask what we could do. A lot of people have been asking that. First of all, does Cuomo have an office in Buffalo? I think he does. What is it, the Ellicott Square building or something?
I don't know that. That's a good point. I just thought he flew back and forth on his private jet. Remember when he told us to not move anywhere, make sure you stayed in your house, but then he was moving from town to town? Bringing the same graph and the PowerPoint presentation?
Yeah. Well, okay, then Mr. Poloncarz, I think, is at 95 Franklin. Here's my answer to what can we do. I've been listening, you know, to the station, of course, a long time, but everyone is very erudite. It's very interesting. It's enjoyable. But I'm Joe Schmo, and I'm not a politician or civic leader or somebody. I'm calling a go downtown. I just at random while I was listening earlier in the show, pick a date, August 12th, gives people about a week and a half, plan, whoever you are, nurse, clergy, business owner, leave your car at the UB lot, get on the rail, and assemble. Exchange ideas with each other, see what the plan is. If you own the business, send an employee and proxy, nursing home person, you are a regular person whose mom or whoever is in the nursing, you got a beef about anything. I'm going to go. If I'm all alone, I'm not going to have a sign. I'm just going to walk along the sidewalk. Nobody there. I'll go home. And I don't have a speaker, a podium. I won't have a sign. I won't have a permit. Nothing. I don't know what else. No politician, no representative is going to, who should be calling for this.
Yeah. Well, we'll see, Jerry. That's a good point, because that would be considered a protest, and they've been leaving the protesters alone.
12.
But going into restaurants to make sure that you're eating a sandwich and not a chicken wing.
So you're going down there August 12th.
August 12th.
2 p.m., right during his business day, not after business, not on a Sunday, right in his face. And otherwise, you don't have a beef. You have a beef, but you got to do something about it. What are we refugees, Glenn, Mike? Are we in, like, North Africa or Kashmir or wherever, and we have to be driven out of New York State and move?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We move.
Certainly feels that way.
This is more like East Germany.
Yes.
So I would say more like Communist Russia, maybe Communist China, right? People are shocked when they find out, oh, my God. In fact, the ESPN, by the way, we're not talking about this today, but ESPN dropped a bombshell on the NBA this week. If you missed that, folks, go look it up. Because the reports that they did, while they abused young 13, 14-year-old kids, while the NBA players and the coaches watched and were disgusted by it, but yet did nothing. And they were appalled and shocked at how bad the communist regime was. Huh. Hello? Hello?
Unreal.
They're also shooting. They also, you know,
these are the same people that locked people and welded the doors shut when they had a flu.
They have prison camps.
Right.
Do you understand that? They have prison camps for people that disagree with the government. That's a communist government.
And that's where
that's
going.
What we have now
and
in New York.
Yes.
Awesome call, Jerry.
Yep.
August 12th, 2 p.m. We're gonna promote that and see if we can't make that happen for you.
August 12th. Jerry, call the office, by the way, 633-1515, so we can talk off air. We're going to take a quick break. Can we sneak in one more? All right, cool. Tony's like, whatever you want. It's Friday. Dory in East Aurora. How are you, Dory?
Hi.
You're live on the radio. How can we help?
Well, I'll make it as brief as I can. My mother was in assisted living, actually a nursing home, and after they did the lockout, she didn't eat for 2 weeks, and they knew she wouldn't eat unless I was there. I'd been there for 442 days every day to make sure she ate because she had dementia. So when they told us that I couldn't come in anymore, I said, well, that's fine. Her personal physician, who had been treating her there for 15 months, every week for two or three times a week, he did all her physical therapy, and he also assisted in her eating and her care plan. He said, fine, I'll come in and do it. And they said, no, you can't come in. You're non-essential.
Unreal. COVID in a box. That's terrible. Folks. That's terrible. God bless you, Dory. You know what you need to do is call Mr. Poloncarz's office and share that story with him if you could. He won't answer our calls, but he might answer yours.
No, he won't, because I'm a Republican.
Yep.
Okay. But the doctor contacted the Department of Health, and they're supposed to respond if it's immediate jeopardy. And he told them in writing that he feared for her life. And they never got back to him. And the Nursing Home Act of 1987 guarantees that a resident has the right to choose their personal physician. So he was her doctor. He'd been her doctor. He treated her for 15 months. And then all of a sudden, the new people that bought the nursing home decided he was non-essential.
Wow.
But they won't give me an answer as to who decided that. And so, of course, you know, since they won't talk to me because I'm nobody, I did find someone that I think they will answer the questions. It would be Brown Chiari. But in addition to that, Governor Cuomo's doing what he calls a victory tour.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I would just hope that everyone would suggest to him that he include all the cemeteries and all the funeral homes so that he can visit all the people that died as a result of his lockout.
Yeah, pretty crazy, by the way, Dory, how he's measuring victory, right? And I've said, by the way,
that's
we
have just disgusting.
Started. In a state like New York, we have just started the damage. Really true. Right. Just started the damage.
But to take a victory tour.
Yeah, we're now hearing the stories, though, the people that have starved in nursing homes, that have gone through, are still in a state of depression because they can't find, you know, meet their loved ones. Those folks are going to pass away in the next few months, right?
In fact, at the same nursing home, in the paper I read last week, that a lady who went there and was there for 6 weeks lost 40 pounds, and then she eventually died.
Yeah.
And they lost her teeth, and they lost her glasses. You know, what was really interesting, if you saw the article, was there was a picture of her sitting in a communal dining room with other people, and that's after the order was given that they weren't supposed to have communal dining.
Yeah, Dory, crazy. Makes no sense how it was handled, and it still doesn't. I mean, to me, and again, conservatives need to step up. Hey, thanks for sharing your story. I know you're going to help a lot of folks out there, Dory.
God
keep calling these politicians. Keep harassing them and share your story. You're going to help a lot of folks out there. All right, got to take a real quick break. We're long in this segment. Julie and Donna, you're up on deck. 803-0930, star 930 on a cell phone, 1-800-616-9236. We'll be back. All right.
No, that's not true.
Now, let's just tuning in, by the way. Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle, financial guy, is filling in for the great Sandy Beach and Joe Beamer. And hopefully we get invited back. A lot of fun to do a weekday show. You know, usually Monday through Friday, we're in the office managing money and managing the office. And it's nice to be able to take a break. Thanks to Tim Wanger for giving us the opportunity to do this 2 weeks in a row, by the way. So Franklin, Tony Caligiuri, Tony and I talk cars most of the time, but in between there, we prep for the show. and again, God bless the great Sandy Beach. A pretty emotional day, I would imagine, yesterday. Mm-hmm. He's been such a fabric and part of the community, and really, truly, it's funny because I was thinking about it yesterday, and every time when folks find out it's Mike and Glenn, financial guys are familiar with the show, 9 out of 10 times, have you ever met Sandy Beach? what about Mike and Glenn? Like, they don't care.
Never mind that. Have you met Sandy?
And I've always said the same thing. I'm like, yeah, we're like best friends. Best friends. We've always
been all came
friends.
In about the same time. Sandy, of course, has been around forever, but he was on BEN for 23 years. We've been on WBEN for 21 years, right?
Yeah.
We came in at the same time that Tom Puckett did, the same time that Tom Barley did. I mean, we all kind of been here, you know, when they changed the format from, split, the sports over to GR and the news to BEN.
That was the big merger.
That was a big merger. Yeah, we came in about that time in the summer of 2000 at the same time almost everybody else did. Yeah. So,
and since that time, Sandy's won like a trillion awards, and we haven't even been sent a free piece of pizza.
We're still here.
Even I went in the Hall of Fame since then.
You did?
Yeah, the Harvard Cup Hall of Fame.
Yeah, see, nice. We don't even get invited to like sponsor it.
Yeah.
No, like,
why don't you guys become a sponsor of Inside High School Sports?
Okay. See, now you're hitting me up.
Yeah. See, I'm learning.
I'm
learning.
In the mail?
Do I get a trophy? Like a, that's what we should.
I will make you guys a trophy.
I'll tell you what. 20 years of being here, we should deserve a participation trophy at least.
Yeah.
Right? I'm not saying a Wall of Fame. I always wanted to be invited to one.
How about a pizza?
Like, I'll hear about it after.
I'll take
like,
it.
Like, I'll hear about it. Yeah, it's sold.
I'll take
it's sold.
It. Sold, right. Exactly.
Free lifetime of coffee. Sold.
Yeah, deal.
Sold. Yeah, yeah. Kramer. It's like a Seinfeld for everything.
Yeah, see, we always hear about this after. Like, they had this great event. Everybody from the media was there. Sandy Beach got this award, and, like, Mike and Glenn didn't get invited. But
I guess we
someday,
missed it.
Someday.
Yeah. Someday.
Another 10, 20 years of radio.
We'll get you in there.
We'll get there. Those guys, some lucky guys, are going to be in good shape. It's Dumb and Dumber. Mike Lomas, Glenwiggle Financial Guides. Let's go back to the phone lines. 803-0930-930 on a cell phone. 1-800-616-9236. Catch us tomorrow, by the way, 1 to 3. And go to our website for all our social media stuff. Podcast, thefinancialguides.com. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. A lot of stuff we talk about, we post to our social media platforms. So make sure you friend us there. And again, we'll hammer the phone lines here for 30 more minutes. 803-0930. Let's welcome Julie in Amherst. Julie, if I have to stop you, I promise I'll bring you right back up after the break, okay? How are you, Julie?
I'm okay. I just wanted to bring forward, two comments, but the main one is regarding mail-in ballots. My kids are independents. Advise them to not register for a party until they know who they are. My daughter, they're both millennials. Back with the last two presidential elections, we used to get phone call surveys for them by name. My daughter actually was honest, because she is, identified herself as pro-life. She also, I saw her check the box, she went to a conservative Christian college. I saw her check the box. She never received her absentee ballot. Now, my son didn't identify anything when he got his calls, and he went to a secular college, and I saw him check the box, and he got his in a week. Hmm. The non-receipt of absentee ballot happened twice to my daughter. Hmm. Luck, she was close enough. I went and got her. She's like an hour and 15 minutes.
Hold that thought, Julio. Could you hold that thought? I promise I'm going to bring you right back up after the break. I absolutely promise. This is a hard break, though, okay?
Yep,
I promise. Thanks for being patient, okay? Mike Lomas, Glenwiggle, Financial Guy, is filling in for the great Sandy Beach. Right back, News Radio 930, WBEN. Welcome back. News Radio 930 WBEN, Mike Lomas, Glenwiggle. And talking about the hypocrisy of the left, it's okay to have a big funeral if your name is John Lewis, but if your mom and dad passes away here locally in Western New York and you want to have a certain amount of folks at Amagon, that's not okay. Not okay. And Mr. Obama himself telling a whole full room of people that rooms full of people are unsafe. But apparently, if your name is Barack Hussein Obama, it's safe. Mm-hmm. And by the way, if you want to go to Georgia for a day, not allowed to do it unless you're Andrew Cuomo.
Well, you can do it, just can't come back.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
You can go, you just can't come back.
That's right. You can go, but you just can't come back. That's right. You got to self-quarantine for 14 days or else we're going to put a bracelet monitor on you. But everything's normal here, and it's just a quick pause. Let's go back to the phone lines here. What did I promise Julie, right? Julie in Amherst. How are you, Julie? Sorry to cut you off.
Finishing about the ballot issue, that was before Project Veritas focused on the Erie County Board of Elections and some other places with people. There were three that were down south who didn't know someone voted as them up here, even though they had not lived here in a long time. And so that was kind of interesting. But
Just on that point quick, Julie, I'm sorry to cut you off, but you bring up a great point that that really didn't get enough coverage. Mm-hmm. There were people, all Democrats, voting in both Florida and in New York.
Yep.
Right? And that's only the ones they found.
Well, that, right? won't happen this time, though.
Yeah.
That won't happen.
No, I'm sure it'll be fine.
Thing, I have a comment about the upcoming election. Someone had called in yesterday, and I thought it was interesting that this person identified as a moderate Republican, wasn't going to vote for Trump because of his tweets.
I bet.
He was too close to the button. But I am really concerned about the lack of thought and thinking that Mr. Biden and friends for the last 20 years have been giving away our button, the nuclear button, to Iran and China through allowed intellectual property theft. And
yeah, the biggest damage, by the way, they could do is their economic plan, which is to turn the rest of the country into the city of New York or L.A., right?
Yeah.
You want to talk about being unsafe, have no money. That's right. A great way to make yourself unsafe is to have no money, right? And they're doing a bang-up job of it, right? And it's amazing to me when people say, it can't get worse there. We now have tent city in Manhattan. So now, and by the way, we predicted that. We predicted that, too. Yep. We said, look at Manhattan, everything that happens in California, Andrew Cuomo thinks that's a good job. He's going to do it here. And now we're going to have tent city here. The gap between the rich and the poor will get wider in this state. But you start to take some of these economic policies and you push them in other states, and we turn into Venezuela with 25% unemployment rates.
Which we'll be talking about tomorrow on the show, by the way.
And, so. And we'll be trying to, eat our dogs to survive.
That's right.
And I also understand that the 1619 project is going to be instituted in Buffalo schools. You kidding me?
Explain what that is.
There's a so-called journalist from the New York Times who apparently recently did describe this project as journalism, not history, because so many historians have debunked it on both sides, who basically is revising history to say it began in 1619 when the pilgrims arrived and they had slaves, or people arrived and they had slaves, which is completely...
Let me say this. My family actually came here in the 1600s. I have records going back that far that my grandmother and my uncle and other family members did a wonderful job on creating our history. Mm-hmm. My family never owned slaves.
Yeah.
They came here from Britain. They came here from Germany, but mainly from Britain first. And they helped to build the Erie Canal centuries later. They fought for the North. I mean, it's outrageous. It's just this revisionist history is just disgusting.
It's the worst thing to do, right? It's not learning from history.
History program, and supposedly Buffalo is one of the districts that's going to.
Yeah, well, we'll see.
Well, they don't actually teach in Buffalo anyway, so what's the point, right?
The graduation,
nobody graduates, nobody shows up, half the kids are not there, whatever. Yeah,
but they care about the children, though, Julie.
Online,
it's all about the children.
A lot of them don't have online access to school, so it was a complete debacle for the
They're going to need it now because wait till you see the plan to get these kids back to school. It'll be 1-2 days a week. I'm just wondering how they're going to figure out what day COVID won't be there. That's what I want to figure out. That's the
thing.
All right, Julie, thanks for the call, buddy. We got to keep
going.
Thanks
for the call, Julie. You know, the violence in inner cities, you want to see more of it, elect Joe Biden.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, and don't tell me that all this violence started under Trump. Let me remind you how Black Lives Matter started.
Yeah.
Black Lives Matter started after the death of, Trayvon Martin.
Trayvon Martin
in Florida, when Obama said,
if I had a son,
could look like Trayvon, right? That's when, and then of course, to follow up with Michael Brown and Ferguson, who the prosecutor, by the way, reopened the try and decided that, still not enough evidence to even bring charges against him. I mean, you destroyed the police officer's life who was defending himself, right? On a false hoax, hands up, don't shoot. Never happened. Never happened. And yet the Democrats on the floor of the House went down, hands up, don't shoot. Disgusting and despicable to fan the flames for their own political purposes is exactly what they're doing.
Yeah. Well, Biden said yesterday that the only reason we're in this economic slump is because of Trump's policies. Like, are you kidding me? Are you kidding? The left has shut down the economy, and they are the never openers. We're seeing it here with Mark Poloncarz and his buddies going into every single restaurant to try to shut them down. They're living in fear. They're scared to death that they might have somebody might walk from the table to the bathroom without a mask on and get shut down. But of course, then the economic the result of that is very little economic activity, the biggest contraction in U.S. history, and now you've got Sleepy Joe going, well, it's Trump's fault.
Biden
and you know what? The mental midgets that follow him are going, yeah, it's Trump's fault.
Well, Biden wouldn't even know there's an economic slump if somebody didn't actually inform him of that. Yeah. Well, he has no idea what's going on, folks.
And
no
by the
idea.
Way, not an economic slump for any of those folks, right? I assure you, the Obamas, who, as Michelle was sending out a message, stay at home, Virginia, and be safe, as Barack was out golfing with his buddies at a private country club, I assure you they will come out of this just fine. I assure you that the books and how to save yourself and all this stuff, that'll be just fine, right? The Biden, he'll come out of this smelling like a rose. Either way, he's going to make some money out of this. Bernie, by the way, I'm sure there'll be another book from Bernie. I'm sure Bernie's buying another phone, or he'll buy another house during the crisis, so he'll be just fine. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Let's welcome in Donna, who's been patiently waiting. How are you, Donna?
Hi. Can you hear me okay?
I can.
Okay, because the guy across the street is stumping a tree and he's making a lot of noise.
No, you sound good.
Really, first of all,
I hope he's social distancing and wearing a mask.
This has been a really...
If he's an enemy, report him.
Pardon me?
If he's an enemy, report him.
This has been a really heartbreaking show. I mean, what people are going through is incomprehensible to me.
It is.
Let's take our country back. This is a quote put out by Robert Redfield, who's the director of the CDC. This was put out yesterday. Now, I'm not responsible for the bad grammar, okay? This is what he said. Quote, "We're seeing, sadly, far greater suicides now than we are deaths from COVID."
Can I stop you for a second, Donna? Because I need to say something. We said this would happen, by the way. The financial guy said week one that how they're reacting to this, the result of this is going to be way more damaging than any flu will be. And we were unfortunately right. And we just started with this. The suicides are just starting. I mean, there's business owners out there that are holding on tight to any little thing they have. Oh, yeah, and then the liquor authority shows up and says, well, let me grab your tapes because we're going to look at every second of the day. Wait a minute, they're smashing windows down the street in protest, and that's okay, they're fine, they're not going to get COVID. But you may have let somebody in here, and they may have gone from the table to the restroom and not washed their hands, and that's your fault.
Do you want to hear the rest of the quote?
Yes, sorry.
Please.
Okay, that's all right, I don't mind. Like I said, you two are always good to listen to. Okay, the second half of the quote is simply, "We're seeing far greater deaths from drug overdose than we are seeing the deaths from COVID."
Mm-hmm.
So there you got suicide and drug overdose. Now, they claim 150,000 people have been killed by COVID. And since this is the CDC, which always lies about their numbers, I can't even imagine what the numbers really are for suicides and drug overdose.
Right. Mm-hmm. No, I know.
Letting people who don't know anything tell us what to do.
Yep.
Take your mask. Open your business however you want and tell them to go scratch. They can't arrest all of us.
I agree. And
Donna, I think you're right.
One
it's
thing
time.
One thing that's not going to be included in there is some of the heartbreaking stories we've heard today of people dying from depression and anxiety, right?
Unbelievable.
And that's unless they, now by the way, if they die of depression, anxiety, but they're listed with COVID, we'll include them in the COVID numbers, right? But we're not
going
to see that, right? It's COVID in a box. And these folks have mismanaged this thing. And by the way, the folks, you conservatives are not, you know, I want to hear all the lies in these numbers. I want to hear this from Donald Trump. Every single day, I want Trump to come out and say, you know what? Here's what was included in the 150,000 deaths. Motorcycle accident, heroin overdose, cancer victim patient, right? That's what I want to hear. I want to hear him start to call some of these people out because it's got to stop. It's got to, when I hear people go,
it doesn't matter what he calls out.
Normal again. Well, that's your problem,
no,
not mine. I
it doesn't
want it
matter.
To be normal.
It doesn't matter what Trump says or what Trump calls out. Until we grow a backbone and open, we've been open the whole time, folks.
Yep.
The health inspectors won't dare stop by our office because if you do, we'll have you on camera and we'll have you on audio, okay? And we will use it. Trust me. And so you won't dare stop by our business because you know we're going to push back. They're bullies. They're bullies. They pick on the ones that can't defend themselves, like, I'm going to steal your liquor license and take it away and shut you down.
That's right.
It's not right, folks.
That's right.
What's going on is not right.
It
doesn't matter what Trump says until we all say enough is enough. I'm going to see my grandmother in a nursing home. I'm going to open my business. I'm going to open my restaurant. And if the health department shows up, you show them the back door.
Yep.
Right? I don't know what else to say.
And get together.
Until we're ready to stand up, get together and stand up.
Yeah, get
and
together.
Look, if they didn't all go to a funeral in Georgia, Georgia, I'd say, well, maybe there's something to this. But there isn't.
Yeah.
Because they did go to the funeral in Georgia.
That's right.
They all gathered in a giant church while telling you you couldn't have a mass for your loved one when they died.
That's right. Andrew Cuomo did go to Georgia. He did hug and kiss and talk to everybody in a big room full of people, right? And then he flew back and said, I'm essential.
The other thing is enough.
You business owners, get together as a team, right? I'm starting to see business owners blowing other business owners. Oh, they're a competitor of mine. No.
What are you doing?
Get together as a... No, that's right. If that competitor's opening, get together, have a beer with that person and say, look it, there's strength in numbers, and the protesters are proving that, right? They have 5,000 people show up and smash windows, and these folks all back down. But yet, the business community is not coming together in unity with strength and saying enough is enough.
I know we got to go to break. Let me say one more thing. Most of our competitors are actually shut down.
Yes.
We've had a record quarter.
Right.
Our business is growing now faster than it ever has. I would rather have our competition,
yes,
to be honest with you.
That's right.
I don't want a government entity to put our... I want to win by being better because I know we are. We win anyways, right? I think competition is good, folks. Someday, Mike and Glenn will be, you know, long gone. And I hope to God the financial guys are still around, but maybe they're not, right? We want people in our industry to help other people successfully retire and gain wealth. That's good for all of us. Competition is good for all of us.
That's right. All right, we got to take a quick break. We got Don, Mary, and Donna up on deck. We'll be back here on News. Oh, Donna, I'm sorry. We're going to let you go. Appreciate the call. We've got Don and Mary up on deck. I promise you two, we will get to you. Very quick break. Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle, Financial Guys. If you like what you hear, folks, we'll be back on tomorrow, 1 to 3, as we always are, the place where money meets politics. Go to our website, thefinancialguys.com, 633-1515. If you think like us and you want to use our team as a resource, we get to work with folks that think like us. Nothing better. 633-1515 at thefinancialguys.com. Real quick break here on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Yep.
I tried to talk to him about me being better looking than us being better looking than David, but he didn't buy that. There he is. I tried to talk to Channel 2 about me being better looking than you and flopping us, but they said no way.
What are you doing?
Are you joining us?
I don't know.
Well, you should. Today? We are live on the air, yeah.
Hey, what's up?
Yeah, microphone on. Turn his mic on. This is David Bellavia, Mike Lomas. You want to answer some questions, get prepped up? We were saying earlier in the show, by the way, if you need any advice on radio, we'll be here for you.
You are such an egomaniac, Mike. Unbelievable.
But every time we call, it goes right to voicemail.
Well, yeah, that is true. That is by design. No, you guys are excellent at what you do, and you've been...
What is it that we do?
I have no idea, but you're very successful at it. But I want to say that I was really impressed with the programming, especially from the very beginning on COVID. There was some awkward uncomfortableness out there. It took a lot of intestinal fortitude to make the statements you were making.
Appreciate that.
And when the restraining order is over, I expect to see you back walking to New York State without any ankle bracelet. I think it'll be a lot of fun.
There you go.
Well, this ankle bracelet can't even cut off either, right?
There you go. No, but you're doing great stuff. And, again, the whole, the financial stuff. By the way, give us an outlook. Are you pessimistic, optimistic? What do you think?
I am very concerned of where the economy is heading right now. But, you know, when it comes to the stock market and the economy, they can be two different things, right? I always give the example of three pizzerias. One goes out of business. There's two left. Those two are going to gain market share. And that's what you got to look for in the stock market right now. So can't make panic decisions. Can't throw the baby out with the bathwater. You got to really make sure that you're, focused on your portfolio because there's going to be winners. Glenn was talking about Priority walking in. Our firm's growing right now. It's because a lot of other financial firms are hiding, right?
Right.
We've been doing conference calls every week. We've been making sure we're educating our clients. And we're growing during this crisis. If we were a publicly traded company, that would be a good thing for us, right?
Mm-hmm.
Our competition, not so much. Not so much.
Well, that's good for you.
Yeah.
So horrible for the competition. Which, by the way, right. I'm announcing I'm opening up a firm to be their competition. I want to compete on radio and financial. No, you guys are awesome. You've always been really kind, and I appreciate you. Thank you
for inviting
me in.
Yeah,
was that just to be on Channel 2? Was that what you were doing?
Yeah, that's all I wanted.
Just wanted to be?
No, yeah. I just wanted to take some of your star power.
We were hoping you bring the cameras in with you.
Did you get a picture of me?
Did you get Dave McKinley? Can you get a quick selfie with Dave McKinley?
In the background.
That's all anyone cares about. No, it's going to be a lot of fun, and we start Monday, and it'll be awesome.
Yeah, I said the same thing about Sandy. Anytime people say, oh, do you ever meet Bobby? I'm like, yeah, we're best friends. We know it's like all the
pretty
time.
Close.
Talk to him every day.
We actually kind of do text every day almost, right?
We do, yes.
Almost.
We do. Awesome, man. I can't wait for you to hear
thank you,
every,
you very much.
Every single day. God bless you.
Be free and continue the good work. Thank you.
Thank you. Let's go back to the phones here. We're going to wrap this up. Let's go to Don, who's been patiently waiting in Kenmore. How are you, Don?
I'm doing good. And what is the comment on the New York lottery and the fact that the Genesee office is still closed? You know, and back in May, I beat the odds, had a winning ticket for about $5,000, and can't get down there and get my money.
Yeah, so you can buy. That's funny, Don. You can buy tickets, but you can't collect
your
money.
But you can't claim your money.
That sounds so New Yorkish. That sounds awesome.
So that sounds about right.
Yeah.
I mean,
what can't you believe, Don? Well, the best part, Don, is that they will track you down and tax you before you actually get the winnings.
Yes, that's right.
Hey, thanks for the call, Don.
Yeah. Good luck.
That's good luck with that.
Good luck getting your money from New York.
Yeah, well, they're still waiting on their tax refunds from last year. Mm-hmm. Mary, how are you on a cell phone?
I'm okay. Thank you for taking my call.
You got it.
I had a question concerning the study on the hydroxychloroquine. Mm-hmm. It was put into two medical journals, and they had to retract it because it was, misleading and false. It wasn't really done legally. They were saying it was dangerous, and they couldn't use it. And that's mm-hmm. Fauci said, stop using it, and it's not safe. We haven't done studies on it. So those were retracted, but nothing has been retracted.
All as I can tell you, Mary, is what we're hearing from the frontline doctors is that it works. These are frontline doctor people that are actually treating the patients.
Let me give you more. I mean, the Henry Ford Health Clinic or Health System just came out with a study of 2,541 patients from six different hospitals, and they found that it did work. On top of that, there was a Yale professor who is part of the public health of Yale. Dr. Harvey Risch came out on Tuesday and said that hydroxychloroquine works as well based on his research. So the study that Dr. Fauci cited has been debunked. That was the study that said it had all kinds of side effects. Well, guess what? Have you ever listened to a drug commercial?
Yeah.
I mean, just listen to the long list of side effects that every drug has. But this Henry Ford study is huge. Now, the FDA came out and said, no, it's not. And then Ohio State decided they're going to disallow it, and then they retracted that.
Mary,
but
the mainstream media is running the country right now. The mainstream media is taking over, and unfortunately, there's very few outlets with the stones to actually tell you the truth.
Thanks for the call.
Yeah, thanks for the call. We got to can we welcome John? John, real
happen.
Quickly. Yeah, it's not going to happen. I'm sorry.
No, sorry.
I'm so sorry. All right, Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle, Tony Franklin. Appreciate you guys. Everything you do. Loved filling in today. Hopefully, we're asked back again, whether it's Bowerly's show or Bellavia now. So, David, mm-hmm. great man, and he's going to be an incredible asset once again. I've said this time and time again. This is not just saying this because we're on the station. The content of radio on News Radio 930 WBEN is by far the greatest in the whole country, and we're very blessed to have some of these people here. So go to our Facebook page, thefinancialguys.com, if you need us. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow here at 1 o'clock. Financial Guys.